7:40, right on time. Congressman Bill Heisinger joining us on the radio. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Gene. Good to be with you. It's been a little bit.
Yeah, it has. How have you been? How have things been going in the nation's capital?
Well, we're doing fine. It is obviously lots has been happening between Syria, Iran, North Korea, sort of on that outside international side of things, and you know, domestically we continue to see some very positive things coming out of the tax reform that happened. And but we've got some really tough decisions. Today is a big one where the farm bill is going to be up for a vote. That's kind of a crucial piece of Michigan's economic puzzle, and so we're looking forward to getting a few of those things done.
So the tax cut, I did see something with your name on it, and you were touting the recent tax cut and how it was benefiting a lot of people here in West Michigan.
Well, we've seen large companies, medium-sized companies, small companies, whether it's through big national headlines and press releases or whether it's anecdotally as you're hearing at the coffee shop, we know that there's a tremendous amount of benefit that has come to employees. They have seen bonuses, outright bonuses. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I toured the Tyson plant, which is the old Bill Maher plant in north of Zealand, and they have a little around 900 hourly employees that weren't eligible for bonuses under their corporate structure, and they each got a $1,000 bonus from Tyson after the tax bill had gone into law. They're doing a massive expansion, which will add 65 jobs. There in Zealand. And, you know, it's those kinds of things that we know have been beneficial. And at the end of the day, we're seeing companies that that have additional dollars to invest into either their workers, their equipment, their facilities, and that is just massively beneficial. And obviously, we're seeing unemployment rates at some record lows, and certainly in any kind of recent history. Now we've got to solve the worker shortage issue, and that is something that is very much on the forefront of, I think, many of us as we're trying to deal with this. And there is a tie-in, actually, with this farm bill as well.
To those tax cuts being beneficial to everyone, certainly the people that receive those bonuses and to the people who will receive a greater tax return at the end of next year. But yet there are people, Bill, that are complaining, saying that these are just crumbs compared to the tax cuts that the billionaires in the country are getting. What do you say to that?
Well, if Nancy Pelosi wants to call a $1,000 or $2,000 bonus crumbs, it just shows how out of touch she is, coming from San Francisco, with what the rest of reality is. The average family that is making $71,000 combined, that could mean one spouse making $40,000, the other spouse making $31,000. Those folks combined are seeing over a $2,000 tax cut. That is significant. That is the difference oftentimes between whether a family may go on a vacation or may purchase a new washer and dryer or may be able to do those car repairs that they've been kind of putting off. That has real meaningful impact on a family like that. The irony is that the tax rate for true millionaires, people making $1 million and more a year, stayed exactly the same. 39.6% of their income is taxed at the same rate that it had been previously. So they're quiet about it, but if you talk to some of these high net worth folks, and I have heard from a few of them, they say, you know what, I'm okay with this because I know that the benefits that have come to the rest of the country, but just so you're aware, my taxes have gone up. They understand no one's really going to be crying them a river on that. But it is about making sure that the small LLC and the mom and pop shops on Main Street in Zeeland or Holland or Fremont or Kentwood, that they're getting a real fair shake at success. So I feel very good about where that tax bill has brought us.
One thing that is big, West Michigan Congressman Bill Huizenga, is perhaps what's looming out there in the Great Lakes with the Asian carp. As you continue to have meetings with congressmen in the Great Lakes area about what to do about those carp, and what to do about the possibility of losing funding for the Great Lakes Initiative?
Let's start with the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. GLRI is the acronym that gets used. And this has been decades and ongoing, going back into the mid-90s, where there was some studies that were done figuring out what to do with invasive species in the Great Lakes. And early on, there was an electrical barrier that was put in place just outside of Chicago, in Joliet, on the Des Moines River, actually it's technically called the Chicago Sanitary Canal. And the idea of this barricade was to keep Great Lakes species, Great Lakes invasive species, out of the Mississippi River. So if you remember, we had an issue with the round booby. It was a small fish that had made its way on ballast tanks into the Great Lakes and had just started eating all the perch minnows and those kinds of things. And there was a real fear of them spreading. The interesting thing is there was a study done identifying 10 invasive species in the Great Lakes, 7 of them in the Great Lakes that they were trying to keep out of the Mississippi River Basin. And now they've added the 3 from the Mississippi River Basin coming into the Great Lakes. And one of those 3 is the Asian carp. And so a couple of weeks ago, I went down with Jack Bergman, who's a colleague from the UP, and we had a couple of other folks, my Democrat colleagues, had his district director there. We had the lieutenant governor, the chief of staff from Illinois was there. We got an update from the Army Corps about a place called Brandon Road Lock and Dam. It's in Joliet, and it is a pretty expensive program that the Army Corps has been directed to put together to figure out a way how to combat the spread of the carp and to make sure that they don't enter into the Great Lakes, because we found one, or one was discovered just 9 miles from the lake, from Lake Michigan. We don't know how it got there. The biologists tell us that the fish appears to have spent its mature life south of the electrical barriers that are in place and south of Joliet, but somehow or another it ended up very close to Lake Michigan. And so we know that these are programs that need to be funded for the long-term health, both ecologically and economically, of the Great Lakes. So this the blue economy, as it's often referred to, on shipping on the Great Lakes and the things that travel back and forth, is vital for agriculture, for manufacturing, for lots of industries that we have in Michigan. But we have a responsibility to address this as best we possibly can to make sure that we don't see places like the Grand River, the Kalamazoo River, and others that are kind of a natural habitat for these Asian carp. We don't want to see them enter into the Great Lakes, and they won't necessarily be able to survive in Lake Michigan very well. There's not enough food source there, but these rivers are perfect habitat, and they're able to then kind of hopscotch their way up the coast. And we simply can't allow that to happen. So we've been advocating and fighting for this GLRI money and some of the research money to make sure that the federal government, who does have a responsibility on this international border water in the Great Lakes, joins with the states and others to combat this.
Congressman, we know that you're going to do your best to protect the Great Lakes, because it's really one of the most important things that all Michiganders and everybody in the Midwest shares. And I know, too, that you've got a busy day ahead of you, so we're going to let you go, but we thank you for your conversation today.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, we're actually going to be meeting here shortly with Larry Kudlow, who is the new economic advisor to President Trump. You may have seen him on TV. He had worked in the Reagan administration, and then had been a television commentator on business channels. And we're going to be getting an update, kind of where we think the economy is and how we're able to help facilitate that continued growth. We know we need to do that. So, but thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.